Welcome to Ranger Stories, a fascinating insider's look at America's national parks that ring New York Harbor. This episode takes you hawking in Jamaica Bay at Gateway National Recreation Area, one of the world's best places to watch hawks. More information is available at nyharborparks.org, the website of the National Parks of New York Harbor Conservancy.
My name is Dave Taft, and I am the district ranger of the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge at Gateway National Recreation Area. There's lots of reasons to go birdwatching at any one of the sites within the Jamaica Bay unit of the park. Jamaica Bay is made up of three areas, and one of them is the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge. I think the refuge is a very good place to go hawk watching because the trails are so accessible. As the shorebirds migrate, say, in mid-August, right with them are these, you know, predators, the peregrines and things. So it's probably the earliest place you can really get some good views of hawks. Another good spot, Floyd Bennett Field, is probably best known because of its grasslands. And grasslands are a very attractive habitat to certain kinds of hawks. Again, generally falcons really like it a great deal. These are open-air birds. They like to hunt for birds. And also, for example, like the kestrels, which are very well known for being at Floyd Bennett Field during migration, and also occasionally as nesters, is that there's lots of insects for them to catch. Probably, though, the premier place to be watching hawks is Fort Tilden in the Rockaways. In October, really actually beginning in late September, on right through till November and early December some years, it's one of the best places that I know of to watch hawk migrations. On a good day, you may see as many as a couple of hundred hawks of all sorts of species coming through there. They range from peregrines to bald eagles, occasional golden eagles. It can be quite a spectacular place to watch a migration. And really, because you're above the level of the Rockaways, they're one of the highest points in the Rockaways, you've got a bird's eye view of the entire Rockaway Peninsula, and you can see the birds moving through. Hawks hunt in different styles, just like we shop differently. You look at a falcon like a peregrine and you think, boy, this bird means business. It's got a beak that's notched specifically so it can separate the vertebra of their prey. They've got black markings along their eyes that prevent reflection so that when they're hunting, they don't get glare. They basically have a black mark. It looks like an executioner's hood to some people. They're actually kidded around about. And they are some of the best adapted birds for flight that you'll ever find. They have wings that are tapered at the tips, not very good for flying through tree areas, but the best thing you could have for open air pursuits. And remember that falcons, like the peregrine or the merlin or the kestrel, are open air birds. They feed on birds. So very often you'll see them hunting shore birds or pigeons or even ducks or small gulls in midair. There's really very little as spectacular as finding a peregrine hunting. It's a really amazing thing to see. On the East Pond one year, a friend of mine and I were on a hunt along the East Pond. We regularly do patrols along the east side to see what's going on. All of a sudden, everything went dead quiet. Now, we're talking thousands of shorebirds, generally peeping, preening themselves, squawking, talking among themselves, essentially. And when that all stops, you know that something is up. You know that there's probably a predator nearby. And so we're pretty excited. My friend and I stopped so we could watch the show. We're trying to figure out what happened. About 2 minutes went along, and all of a sudden, off in the distance to the north on the East Pond, we saw what had to be the silhouette of a peregrine coming in. And of course, peregrines are incredibly fast, and they move through. And this one peregrine came sweeping through. It turned out to be an immature, probably a male. This bird flushed up thousands and thousands of shorebirds as it was visible over the pond. All the birds came up. It's almost like walking through one of those snow globes. All of a sudden, the birds are flying everywhere. As the bird came through, this is the peregrine, a group of birds was still in the pond sitting. And it was kind of a mystery. My friends and I even commented on it. We were sitting and watching. There were a couple of immature laughing gulls sitting there. There were one or two yellow legs and a willet, I can remember. But all of a sudden, one of these young laughing gulls just lifted up. We couldn't figure out why that was. It was not exactly a great time to start flying. But within 3 seconds of this bird lifting off the pond edge, the peregrine was just on it and just nailed this bird in midair. I mean, the bird had hardly had the chance to get into a rhythm of flying yet, and the peregrine just knocked it right into the water, grabbed it, and was barely able to fly off with it across the pond edge. An immature laughing gull is about the same size as a peregrine falcon, but it was able to make it to the edge, and my friend and I watched the peregrine pick this young laughing gull apart and began to eat it. Now, when you see this kind of event happening in front of your eyes in the midst of that environment of the pond, it's very different than watching it on TV. It's really much more real, and nothing fades to black. If you're interested, you can watch the peregrine not only dispatch the bird, but eat the bird. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why people love watching shorebirds and also love watching peregrines and hawk watching in general, because it really is very dramatic when you see those moments. More often, you'll see a peregrine make a sweep and miss the birds, but every now and again, you know, you do get the privilege of seeing one really make a kill. It's nice to be able to watch that in real life, and it adds real drama, much more so than you find on TV.